The Playhouse in the morning. Y94, the number one hit music station. Yes, that cracked the code. Give you a call in a couple of minutes here. But right now we're chatting about it. 2378. You can text 35270. Facebook certainly works as well. Is there a food that you refuse to ever eat ever again? You tried it, you really, really didn't like it, and you will never put anything remotely similar in your mouth ever again.
I absolutely refuse to eat lima beans.
So never again will you ever have a lima bean, ever?
Never. If we accidentally pick the bag of frozen vegetables, the mixed veggies that have lima beans in them, I don't care. I am almost 31 years old. I will pick them out. I cannot do it.
And you admit, you know what, I might look like a child, don't even care, I'm not eating no lima bean.
My husband laughs at me every single time as I pick through my dinner, and I pull the lima beans out, and I put them off to the side.
It's okay. I actually think probably everybody has at least one thing, one food item they refuse to ever put in their mouth ever again. Maggie, does one come to mind?
Oh, there's a couple. I didn't really care for liver at all, and tuna. Hated tuna.
Can't do it.
No.
Perfect. Rat for you.
So many things. I'll throw out cooked carrots.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I love carrots raw, dipping them in ranch sauce. Mm. Cooked carrot is the most disgusting thing I've ever had. Just,
Mine is entirely based off mom just trying to feed the kids back in the day type of situation. But frozen fish sticks and the pot pies, the frozen pot pies, Mrs. Something. I don't remember what they're called. Mrs. Something.
Fields.
Ugh. I will never, ever again. I thought Mrs. Fields just did cookies.
I think she's expanded. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Or maybe it's like Sarah Lee or whoever sells that.
Something like that.
It just, ugh. Never, those two things, never, ever, ever again. Food you will never, ever put near your mouth.
Tuna fish.
What did you say? Tuna fish?
Tuna fish. Can't do it.
You will never eat tuna fish ever again.
No, my exposure to it when I was little was tuna fish casserole, and I got in trouble because I literally spit it out on the table when I was little, and I to this day can't stand the smell of it. It smells like cat food.
Perfect.
See, and I think it's the smell that gets me. I'm like, no, gross.
I feel like I'm eating fancy feast.
Yes.
Yum.
See, and it's things like that. Like if you try to give somebody fresh tuna and then they're like, oh, no, because all they know is canned
tuna.
See,
I've never had the fresh. I might try the fresh tuna, but no way am I ever. No.
Now, for one of mine, I can be tricked into eating it if I don't know it's there and there's enough other flavors there that I don't really taste it. But I think it's overexposure to like hot dishes, casserole. It's part of living in this area. I have a huge dislike for cream of mushroom soup. It is used as a component in so many things I've been fed, but the smell, it has like a texture to it. I don't like cream of mushroom soup.
See, and I'm mushrooms in general.
Don't like them.
The texture of mushrooms is so squishy and gross. Like, I will immediately start making that sound.
There's something about, and I don't know if it's a Midwest thing, but you eat like a casserole or a hot dish or something like that at somebody's house, and you say, oh, yum, what's in this? 9 times out of 10, one of the first things they say is going to be cream of mushroom soup.
It's a Midwest food lubricant. It totally is.
It is puke in a can. Yuck. I think what they do is every time somebody gets hung over and vomits at Campbell's Inc., they put it in a can and call it cream of mushroom soup.
Yum.
Just so gross. Food you will never, ever eat again.
Oh, salmon.
Salmon. You can't do it?
No. As a kid, my aunt gave us salmon sandwiches, and it was spoiled, and we all started puking. And I'm like, ugh.
Yum. It's funny how a bad experience, even if it's not the food's fault, can totally sour you off of it. The wife had introduced me to sushi about 2 years ago, and I will never, ever touch it again. I got so violently ill.
Ugh.
I don't think the place that served it to me exists anymore, which says something about it. It was just, ugh, so bad. And I don't want to get too graphic, but every hole that something could shoot out of me, it shot out of me. Every orifice.
How did that come out of my ear?
It was just... Yuck, violently ill. Rat some of those texted foods they'll never eat again.
Somebody says applesauce, yuck. Cottage cheese, artificial crab, by far the most disgusting stuff ever. Could not even pay me to eat it. Rhubarb, Brussels sprouts, pickled fish and eggs, yuck. I threw up from the smell. Sweet potatoes, ishta poo-poo.
And ishta poo-poo.
And somebody said, I had my boyfriend try calamari without telling him what it was, hoping he would like it. He will never let me forget how much he hated it and didn't like that I didn't tell him what it was.
The food you refuse, absolutely refuse, to ever try again. 2-3-7 hits.
You are listening to the hottest morning show.
The Playhouse in the Morning with Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Yes, it's
Y94. All perfect imperfections. Give your all to me. Give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all. And you give me all of you. I give you all of me.
And John Legend's All of Me. The Playhouse of the Morning is right here. Y94, the number one hit music station. Zero, Rat, and Maggie, happy Tuesday to you. And has the makings of being a beautiful day. Really nice outside right now in Fargo, Moorhead. 56 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios, and later on today, we'll see a high of 72 degrees, and should be a pretty sunny day as well. Tomorrow, kind of a similar story. Thursday, again. Friday, pretty much sunshine. High in the 70s, though there is that next shot of rain, maybe on Friday into the weekend as well. Next couple days, pretty nice. Been chatting about it, 237 hits. You can text 35270 as part of the TRQ, the totally random question on the show. What is the food item that you disliked so much you refuse? You absolutely refuse. You're never going to put that in your mouth again. I think with certain food items, we all have that trigger food that turns us into like three-year-olds. I'm not going to eat this. Nah! And you throw a tantrum. What is that food for you? Some of those texted ones, Rat.
Broccoli. Somebody else says oranges and orange juice. Had OJ on a plane before throwing up when I was 14. Still can't stand the scent of citrus. Peas. I would eat them as a kid because of the smell and texture. And my mom tried to make me eat them. And to this day, I gag from the smell. Oh, and be ready for it. White rice. I had a terrible experience with maggots when I was younger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Well, I haven't been eating rice for a while either now.
This rice is moving.
Thinking about maggots. Food for you, you'll never eat again.
Onions.
Onions. You don't like onions, huh?
No, the crunch in my mouth is ew. Nope. Ain't gonna touch them.
If it is like mixing, because there are a lot of people that, well, if they're making hamburger patties or meatloaf or something, they'll use onions. Do you even bail on that then, too?
I pick them out, even if they're tiny. I will pick them out.
All right. Hey, we appreciate you calling in. Now, this all started on the Playhouse Facebook page a day or two ago. Maggie, some of those.
Sauerkraut, yuck. Grapefruit, even the smell gets to me. Peanut butter, mushrooms, and the worst devil food ever is celery. Just vile. Asparagus, I threw up after eating it. Okra. Scalped corn is just gross. And beer, obviously a beverage, not a food, but still.
Yeah, some people just can't do it, though, the taste of beer. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, I think most people don't even like the taste. But after you've had a few, you don't notice anymore. That's the magic of beer.
It's kind of like beer and coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Your first coffee, you're like, ooh.
What is this? And the first time your dad's like, come here. Try this beer. Have a cup of coffee. You're like, yuck.
Ooh.
What is wrong? I'm never going to drink either of these things. 10, 15, 20 years later, it's all you survive on. Coffee. And for you, the food you'll never have again.
I tried eel once, and so did my brother, and it was, like, so gross. I will never try it again, ever, in my life, ever.
No eel ever again.
Yep.
Funny thing about that, I probably would never eat it in the first place to know that I didn't like it. That just sounds like something I don't care to eat. Maybe a final run of the text if you want a rat man.
LOL, my mom is 63 and still picks out lima beans. Me, it would be sheep brains. Yuck. Raw tomatoes, never. Traumatized as a kid. Pickled herring, disgusting. My ex would eat them like candy. Also seeing Spam, lutefisk, yams, so gross. Oreos, mushrooms, raw or otherwise, and sour cream. A cinnamon toast crunch made me puke, and I can't stand them now.
The ones that always surprise me when we do a topic kind of like this is the things that I always just assume are universally loved. Like the idea of someone not caring for Oreos or Cinnamon Toast Crunch, an alien idea to me. And I think the first person to disillusion me about perfect universally loved foods was you and ice cream cake.
Yes.
You aren't a fan. You don't even like ice cream.
Mm-mm.
And the idea of someone not liking ice cream, especially ice cream cake, ice cream in its most pure form, is weird to me.
See, and like this wasn't the case for me with ice cream because I just am not a big fan. But like Oreos, for instance, generally that takes a traumatic childhood incident. Like me and animal crackers, where we got one of those tubs of animal crackers from like Sam's or something, and I sat there and ate the whole thing.
And then you got sick.
Yes. And now the idea of an animal cracker is like weight waterboarding me. It's just no thank you.
I was curious where you're going with traumatic experience. Like when I was like 5 years old, we were driving down I-94 and an Oreo truck, a semi truck, ran us off the road, and now I hate Oreos. I wasn't sure where you're going with it. In a little bit here, Neon Trees, Sleeping with a Friend, and Final Sum Beatdown, about 5 minutes from now, 9:10, your next shot at Crack the Code.
Wake up!
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I woke up in the morning
with Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.